Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. August 20th, 2021. Put your feet upon the necks of these kings. And it was when they brought out those kings to Joshua, that Joshua called for all the men of Israel, and said to the chiefs of the men of war that went with him, Come near, put your feet upon the necks of these kings. And they came near, and put their feet upon their necks. And Joshua said to them, Fear not, nor be dismayed, be strong and of good courage, for thus shall the Lord do to all your enemies against whom you fight. Joshua 10 the 24th of October 2025. Putting your feet upon the necks of these kings means mastering these desires for the sake of bestowal, for the sake of serving the Creator. This means that you put yourself above others because you can control egoistic desires, and this is not easy. In this way you conquer the egoistic steps. Question: Is this close to what Kabbalah says that the upper extends his part down to the lower? Answer: No, there we are talking about cooperation in order to raise the lower one to the next level, and here it is about suppressing egoistic desires. There are four types of mortification of egoism, which depend on the level of egoistic desire, and each of the four levels needs to be corrected. From CabTV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, July 26, 2021. How to Feel the Creator, Part 9. How does spiritual awakening take place? Question: According to what principle does a person awaken so he begins to change his properties from receiving to bestowing? Answer: It depends on the soul. A person gets a desire for this and in some incomprehensible way he suddenly finds himself in the group. It is created this way by the network of forces. You, I, and we are all in it. And then a very serious work will be required from you in order to realize your initial desires and through the correct interaction and training in a group to bring it to a state where, in addition to the properties of our world, you will begin to feel in yourself the property of the upper world. This attainment will give you completely different properties and sensations of the Creator. It is then that you will begin to feel your soul filling up. From CabTV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, June 23, 2019. According to one's qualities. And he brought near the family of Judah, and he took the family of the Zahites, and he brought the family of the Zahites near man by man, and Zabdi was taken. And he brought his household near man by man, and Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, was taken. And Joshua said to Achan, My son, give, I pray you, glory to the Lord, God of Israel, and make confession to him, and tell me now what you have done, do not hide anything from me. And Achan answered Joshua, and said, Indeed I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel, and thus have I done. When I saw among the spoils a goodly Babylonish garment, and 200 shekels of silver, and a wedge of gold of 50 shekels weight, then I coveted them, and took them, and, behold, they are hidden in the earth in the midst of my tent, and the silver under it. Prophets, Joshua, 7:17-7:21. Question: They found all of this in the tent of Achan, so they seized all his possessions, cattle, tent, sons, and daughters and took them to the valley of Achor. What is Achan's fault that he should be executed now? Answer: There is no fault. A person acts according to his qualities. That is, not now when he has to decide how to act, but much earlier when he was given the opportunity to prepare and to be in connection with these, and not with those people, to study something, try to understand and embrace the laws. Then he still had a chance to prepare himself correctly for observing the commandments. However, now it is no longer possible. When the Creator says, do this, and do not do that, it is already clear that the period of preparation is over and now a person will act according to the qualities that are speaking within him. From CabTV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, July 12, 2021. Why should we read today? Comment: the world has now become a world of clips. People watch clips, listen to audiobooks, and read less. But according to the World Literacy Foundation, reading is found to decrease blood pressure, lower heart rate, and reduce stress to significant degrees. According to a 2009 study at the University of Sussex, stress is reduced up to 68% just by reading. Only 6 minutes of reading can slow down the heart rate and improve overall health. It calms the mind and relaxes the body. This will not only help prevent potential conditions caused by stress, but will also set a person up with a clearer mind. My response: I think that reading allows a person to deepen himself, to examine himself in relation to what he is reading, to develop internally. But for the new generation, this is unrealistic. They will not read. They cannot. We have left them such an environment that kills them completely. This is clip thinking, only these TikToks and so on. All of this, of course, simply kills the person within a person. Question: so where is this leading us? Answer: through evil, we always come to something, to the realization of evil. Comment: but you say that we will practically not read anymore. My response: there will be other books, other things to read. There will be more questions, more answers, more of something purposeful in nature. These will not be volumes of solid text like we used to read. I remember how I would go to the library in the 5th, 6th, 7th, and other grades. I would take 3 or 4 volumes home and read them. You return them, take the next 3 or 4 volumes, and so on. Comment: reading was introduced in your home was the main thing. My response: that is all, this is the main thing. Where else can you draw anything from? Comment: I see that you have gone through a lot of literature and not only technical. My response: mostly what was available, that is, world classics. That was all we had, of course. Question: and if we still take on and develop children today, teach them to read? Answer: I don't know. They would be very disconnected from modern life, from their peers. Question: so you do not especially advise this to push the child to read? Answer: no. Society, the environment, still shapes a person. It is just that these children grow up in such times and they should exist in it. Question: so you cannot say it is bad or that it is good? Answer: you cannot take them to the jungle. That is how it will seem to them with all these writers. Imagine taking them back 50 years. Question: to read there? When they read? Answer: in general, in culture, in communication, in all that they get from books. Therefore, they are now detached from books because of the previous society, like another language. I believe that everything will be fine and there is nothing for us to worry about. It is none of our business. Question: is this how nature leads and develops? Answer: yes, of course. Question: what does it lead us to as a result of this generation? Answer: each generation grows up in the environment that generated it and shaped it, and it should develop in this way. Do not disturb it. It is just that there are a few dinosaurs left in the modern generation and they are preventing the modern generation from living a normal life. Comments, and they point out: read, read, only read. Answer: yes. Question: what is education then? Answer: it is if you, along with what they know and have learned from their social networks and so on, give them an educational program, that there is a special mechanism in the world, nature, that still guides us, and leads us, somewhere. It would be good for us to master this mechanism. We cannot get away from it, we exist in it. There is a science that talks about how this mechanism works and how you can master it. You cannot change it, but finding out how to adapt to its nature, learning its algorithm and how to interact with this mechanism is good. It is useful. Question: is this what education will be like, to interest them in the study of nature? Answer: yes. Today, we have more and more such questions that we dismiss because we cannot do anything about them. So, to find out why, how, for what reason nature does something to us, and what we can do about it ourselves, what is in our power, this can be learned only from those states that we find in the science of Kabbalah and nowhere else. This, I think, they should add to today's worldview. Question: so you think that this science will come to life one way or another, sooner or later? Answer: instead of all the millions of volumes and everything that humanity has collected, accumulated, discovered, written, and designed for us, we need only one science, the science of Kabbalah, to learn what nature wants to do with us, how it affects us, and how we can respond to it correctly, adequately, all in order to achieve pleasure, to achieve happiness, knowledge, cognition, and live our years in this state as fruitful as possible. Each generation requires a different approach to the world. Question: and this generation will demand the science of Kabbalah? Answer: I hope so. I hope that this generation will not fall into a trap, will not lose itself and wake up after a couple of generations. And so that already today we will begin to understand the plan of nature regarding us. From Cab TV's News with Michael Leitman, December 04th, 2021. Based on a spiritual connection. Question: how can a man and a woman go above the animal level at the beginning of a relationship, that is, above the hormones that prevail in us, and consider the person more deeply than satisfying our egoistic needs? Answer: I do not think that you are at such a level where you make any connections with each other based on some spiritual goal. There is no such a state yet. We hope that someday it will begin to appear between us. At least, it is desirable for a material connection to arise based on a spiritual one, so that there is some common passion, a common goal in life, and you understand each other more. It is necessary. If people do not understand each other, it is very hard for them. We know from the families in which either a husband or a wife studies the wisdom of Kabbalah, how hard it is for them to live together. But they must definitely save the family, whatever it takes. That is why I believe that the most important thing for you is to make acquaintances in our particular society. From Cab TV's video conference. What is our free will actually all about? Question: if a person attains spirituality, does he choose a more successful birth in his next life or not? Answer: he does not choose anything. His entire path is predetermined. The fact is that when he advances, he can only choose whether to move by himself, by his requests, prayers, and cooperation with others, or by waiting to be pushed from behind. Why do we study the wisdom of Kabbalah? It is only so that we know how to cooperate, so that we move forward quickly and correctly. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, June 16, 2019. The property from which the development of the soul begins. Lecture, Item 28. Since the Creator saw his awakening and his desire, he immediately revealed himself to him and told him, "Go forth, to know yourself and to correct yourself. Go forth, for you shall not be among sinners." The Torah talks to a single person who includes the whole world inside him. It says, "Everything is inside you, inanimate, vegetative, animate, and human nature. You must discern a single quality within yourself called Adam, which sets you free, separate it and start working with it. With it, you must surpass all other qualities, break away from them in order to raise it, shape it, and create from it the likeness of the Creator within yourself. This property is called Abraham, which means the beginning of an image that will later become similar to the Creator. This is the first quality, the quality of mercy, which is born in us, in likeness to the Creator. The development of the soul begins with it. Once a person begins to realize his first spiritual quality, he understands that he must rise above his past, above all Babylon, above mutual hatred, along with this new quality. He separates himself from the past, rises above it as if leaving that place and moving to another. Therefore, Abraham was told, "Go for to know yourself," that is, get out of this place, rise above your old egoistic nature. And he did. From CAB TV's The Power of the Book of Zohar, number 17.